This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Robin Hayden here from Chair. He's the chair of CAM Cycle Charity. Obviously, it's the charity of the month for Cambridge 105 Radio. I just want to put that in. Good morning.
Good morning, and what a lovely day it is to go outside today.
It is, isn't it? And yesterday was lovely too. Fantastic.
Yeah, I was in the car yesterday.
Okay, fair enough. So just give us some context here. How did you become involved in CAM Cycle, Robin?
Well, I live in one of the villages to the north of Cambridge, and the county council were proposing to build a cycleway from my village to the next, and then from there into Cambridge. And I was not particularly happy with the scheme, so I thought, you know, let's write some comments up. So, you know, an 8-page document later.
Wow.
I sent that in and thought, you know, there's this charity in Cambridge that does pretty much the same thing. You know, my voice on my own is just one person, but when I'm part of that charity, I'm a voice of 1,000 people. You know, perhaps that has more weight. So I joined the charity and then got involved and got more involved, and now I'm chairing the organisation.
That's really good news. Now, we were talking earlier about, and one of your goals is to enable people to have a choice. So not just get out there and cycle, but to have a choice to use the car or the cycle or walk.
Yeah, we hear a lot of people who say, you know, I can't cycle because... And we're trying to solve the because problems. You know, is it because there isn't any safe way to get from where you live to where you work or where your children go to school? You know, do you live in a village that is cut off by 60-mile-an-hour roads with cars driving along there at, you know, perhaps significantly more than 60 miles an hour?
Mm.
You know, do you need to lobby for a cycleway alongside those roads so you can get to the next village? You know, so that you can pop to the post office or, you know, pop to the pub safely.
Yes, quite.
You know, and when we build these sort of cycleways, it's not just for people who have decided to cycle that day. They also help people who walk or people in mobility scooters. You know, there's a new cycleway, for example, between Landbeach and Milton, where you regularly see people now walking between the two villages, as well as cycling, as well as using mobility scooters to get around. And that, to me, is fantastic, because the more people we don't have to force into a car, the less traffic congestion we have.
Yeah, it's a really, really good point. You also mentioned, as I said, the mobility scooter and people walking. So CAM Cycle is all about cycling, as the name suggests. But you're right, we have to think of other people and other modes of transport, not just cars, but the walking and mobility. Now, I get very confused this time of year, of course, but it is, I must say, that we are going to, the clocks are going to go back, are they not, an hour?
I like the American way of doing it. They spring forward and they fall back.
Yes. Yeah, that's the way to remember it, isn't it?
They decided to rename autumn to fall just to remember which way the clocks went.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I get confused every time. So I had Richard texting in, very clever Richard, who says, when we are lying in for an hour, an extra hour on Sunday morning, I will be thinking that I'm gaining an hour and not losing one, he says. Yours, pedantically, Richard. Thank you very much, Richard, but I do appreciate your comments. It's quite right. So, Robin, over to you. We're going to lose a daylight hour. That's what I was trying to suggest.
Well,
am I right?
The thing is, I wake up and I sort of get up at about 7:30, 8 in the morning, and I get to work for 9. And, you know, at the moment, it's light in the morning and, you know, it's getting a bit darker, but it still is light. And then when I cycle home about 5:30, it's still light. It's getting dark. On Monday, I'm going to be cycling home at about 5 o'clock, and the sun will have gone down at 4:36.
Oh, 4:36. I like that. 4:36.
It's going to be dark. It's going to be terrible, hard, naughty sun has gone hidden.
Yes.
You know, it's gone for its summer holidays down in the south.
Oh, that is sad. Don't say that. I can't believe it. The sun's gone. So we've got it. We can't beat it. We have to join it. So what do we do to keep safe when we're cycling around Cambridge?
First of all, have lights.
Yes.
Lights are a legal requirement. You have to have a front light and a back light. You have to have a rear reflector. And there's little strips on your pedals.
Do you have to have a light, a rear reflector as well as a back light too? Or no?
Sometimes they're integrated. So on my bike, there's actually a reflective part of the back light as well as the actual LED light bulb itself. But on some lights, on some bicycles which aren't sold with lights, which, you know, obviously is not a great thing, but, you know, some bikes are sold without lights, they will just have a rear reflector.
Yeah. Okay.
And your pedals have reflectors as well. So you should have four reflectors on your pedals, one on the back of your bike a light on the back and a light on the front.
So the importance here is that we've got to be seen, haven't we, when we're cycling?
Yes.
So lights are really important.
Yep.
And they go without saying. Is there anything extra that we should think about when we're sort of trying to keep visual?
Well, I always buy bicycle tyres with reflective strips on.
Mm.
In when I was a youngster, you know, many, many decades ago now, we had these little reflectors on the wheels that you sort of clipped on. And everybody thought they were great. But research that was done in the Netherlands showed that actually people driving don't perceive a light that's sort of doing a U-shape along the road. They can't work out the speed of that. Whereas if you have a solid circle going along the road, and preferably two of them, they can work out the speed and therefore they won't hit you.
Oh, that's interesting.
So reflective tyres are absolutely fantastic because that gives you the reflection from the side, from headlights and
things. And it tells you how fast and, or how slow that cyclist is going, and it gives you, as a car or a pedestrian or a scooter mobility, time to either cross the road or wait.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. Good point, Robin. What a
so,
good point.
So, you know, they cost about an extra pound or more, but I highly recommend them.
Right. OK, so that's that. What else could you suggest for safe night riding in Cambridge?
Well, if you carry a bag around with you all the time, like, you know, a bag you have on your that you butt on your back when you're cycling around, just stick a cheap LED light on that.
Mm.
You know, a little red one. Remember to turn it off when you get home.
Well, that's what I was talking about with Louise, actually, this morning. So it's always the case, isn't it? You have a bike, you bring it in or you put it in the shed, whatever you do, and you forget to turn your light off. It's a little bit of good housekeeping, isn't it, to make sure?
It is, but there are solutions to that.
Right.
On my bike, for example, I have a little dynamo on my front wheel. And that powers both the front and the back light. And I don't actually ever, I never turn them off. Because it's just, you know, it's underneath my basket and I've got to sort of bend down and click it. It's like, you know, it's just too much hassle. I just leave them on all the time and, you know, it takes no effort to cycle along.
There, those dynamo lights are fantastic. You're absolutely, that's a very good point. So lights, pedals on the lights, dynamo lights if you can get them, something very visual illuminating on the back of your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you can suggest for night riding?
Be warm.
Be warm, good
be
point.
Be warm.
Okay.
You know, I set off from home this morning with a couple of really nice pair of gloves, a woolly hat. You know, in a couple of months' time, I'll be wearing at least two pairs of gloves and probably two pairs of hats.
Do you think we're going to get that cold? Do you think it's going to be cold enough for two pairs of gloves? Or do you think that's just cycling?
I don't cycle that quickly. I'm definitely the subscription. I have the subscription to the slow cycling club.
Yeah.
You know, if I overtake somebody on the way into work, it's a very rare day.
Mm.
But if the extremities of your body get much colder than the core of your body. So I was cycling along with gloves and hat, but no coat on.
Because
my body was warm.
But your hands that literally rest on the handlebars, they're not actually doing any work, are they?
They're just resting there, you know. And, you know, I've got back pedal brakes, so, you know, I don't even have to pull on any levers to slow down. I can just use my feet to do that.
Right.
So,
okay.
But when it gets down to, you know, minus something, you know, multiple pairs of gloves, you know, multiple pairs of socks as well is the other one.
It is I quite like cycling in the dark, I have to say. I find it quite
nice. It's lovely, especially in the countryside.
Yeah, you're right. You do get to see it differently. So anything else that we need to be aware of before... Now, the one thing that you did mention was flashing lights are now legal. Is that right?
Oh, flashing has been legal since 2000... Sorry, flashing lights on bicycles.
I was going to say, I'm just going to... Aria.
So flashing lights on bicycles has been legal since 2005.
Right.
So it's perfectly safe. Perfectly legal to use those. I find that they have different utility in different areas. So in the centre of town, I don't typically like them because, you know, there's enough street lights around that it's not really necessary. But when you look at cycling out, you know, on the guided busway, if you're, you know, popping home to St. Ives or something like that from Cambridge, you know, it's only a 20-mile cycle or 12-mile cycle ride, 20-kilometre cycle ride. You can do that in an hour and a bit.
Yeah.
You know, having the ability to be seen by cars and things like that is sometimes useful.
Yeah.
I actually prefer the people who have the lights that are on and also have a flashing element as well.
Okay.
Those cost more than, you know, the £5 cheap LED lights you can buy from pretty much every supermarket in Cambridge.
But the key is, isn't it, to be seen. That's the key, not to be silly about it.
And to be warm.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost a lot just to put a couple of flashing lights on, reflectors on the back of your backpack, or you can wear these strips, can't you, sometimes around your wrist?
Yeah, you can buy little strips around the wrist.
Yeah.
Or
around your ankles.
I know people who have the little smiley face reflectors that they just stick on their back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just something that, it can be fun.
Exactly.
But also allows people to see you.
What about, we were going to talk about the cycling around Cambridge. It is an amazing place, isn't it, to cycle anywhere. The city of Cambridge, I think, is really, really a wonderful place to explore, cycle, and as you say, have a choice of walking. But, you can't recommend it enough, can you, really?
Oh, it's just the quickest way of getting around. If I drive to work, it will take me 45 minutes to drive. And if I cycle to work, it takes me 35 minutes, or with the following wind, 25 minutes. I literally got home in 25 minutes the other day.
It is cool, isn't it, when you get the wind behind you? Yeah.
It was 25 minutes. I was like, I can't be home this quickly. but it's just the best way of getting around. Why get stuck in a traffic jam when you can just stick yourself on a bicycle and get there? And if you live in the middle of nowhere, drive to the park and ride, put the bike in the back of the car and cycle the rest of the way.
Oh, and what about, from a safety point of view, I've got a few minutes before the travel, but what about safety point of view, making sure you don't wear headphones, earphones when you're cycling? Is that something that you would say no to, or do you think...
Well, if you're saying that, then every single person driving a car should be putting their windows down, because
true.
I can hear more cycling along with headphones in, listening to your radio station, for example, on the way in this morning.
Right.
And sorry about your toe.
Thank you for listening.
Than I can in my car.
Yes.
So,
okay.
And if you're going to say that, then are you saying that deaf people or people with hard of hearing can't ride a bicycle?
Interesting. Good point.
There's nothing legal or illegal about riding with headphones in.
Excellent. But obviously, as you say, you've got to get the right headphones that you can actually listen to the outside noise as well as listening to your music.
Yeah, don't wear noise-cancelling headphones and these big ear cans.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you.
And don't have it too loud.
Absolutely. Well, Robin Hayden, Chair of CamCycle Charity, thank you very much indeed for coming in today.
Not a problem.
Enjoy your weekend.
Oh, it starts tomorrow.
Night riding.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going home. You see the stars out. If it's a cold day and the stars are out, you don't see that in the car because you've got this stupid roof under the top of you.
Absolutely.
When you're out in the countryside and you've got the stars out, it's just absolutely glorious.
We have definitely bigged up cycling, haven't we, today here at Cambridge 105. Thank you very much, Robin.